Hello everybody, Wednesday, April 5th, 2023, classic heavy day, seven sets of one on the overhead squat. Yes, by all means, use a rack. Please watch the other video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. We have done this workout before. Last time was on September 24th, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you. What were your rest periods? Should you have made a different decision? But if we look at this, it's a challenging lift, overhead squat, demanding of competency, of the actual, you know, complexity of the movement, range of motion about the joints. It's head-to-toe taxing of the neurological components. It's beautiful. Generally speaking, you're not going to lift as much loading as you would on a back squat day or a front squat day, but that's okay. It has tremendous benefit and transference, and if you can do some good heavy overhead squats, it speaks to your overall athleticism as well. And again, that range of motion is critical. But we also had that heavy day at a high heart rate on Monday with the deadlift, so you've got in some heavy loading this week on top of what you're getting today with the overhead squat. And if we look at below parallel and heavy going back, last week we had that nasty front squat heavy day at a high heart rate with the burpees and the chest to bar pull-ups. We had power snatch, so we had the barbell in a similar position last week, but that was for triples, and that was a power snatch. We weren't going below parallel. Now we're doing singles overhead squat. The week before that, four sets of 12 in the back squat at 55%. Before that, we had some air squats. We had a heavy day of deadlifts and push press, so the overhead squat fits really nice with where we've been. For the wildcard option, it's the snatch balance. Fun, challenging movement. Check out the video there, and if that's something you want to play with, have a blast. Scaled option is seven sets of one on the front squat or the back squat. So if you've got something going on with your shoulders, flexibility, range of motion, and for whatever it is, the overhead squat just does not feel good to you. If it doesn't feel, if you're working on it and it's improving, well, that's one thing. If you've got broken shoulders from, a car wreck, something, and the overhead squat feels forced and painful, don't do it. Let's get you in a heavy day some other way. There's the front squat or the back squat. You'd be good to go. And again, scaling a heavy day, whether it's front squat, back squat, or overhead squat, is relatively simple because you can just keep lowering the loading down to a light load, an empty barbell, or broom handle, and you can get people doing these movements. Limited equipment crew, getting after it with the dumbbells, some dumbbell squats, some single arm overhead lunges. They're just going to have an absolute blast. There's some built-in rest there, and if you're unfamiliar with what that single arm overhead lunge and then a single arm shoulder press looks like, go ahead and check out the videos there, and you will be you'll be in heaven. You'll have a blast. So it's a heavy day. Enjoy it. Tomorrow's a rest day for most people. I, of course, encourage you to take it. And I'll see you back here on Friday.